say. If you're afraid, then you come along with me. And I know what you came here to do. Knock, let me see you get loose. Going down for it. Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, everybody? Matt Wilhelm, Dave DiNatale here to kick off the Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan, as every Wednesday, is down inside the indoor facility here in Berea, interviewing the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, and we should have him join us at some point in the first segment, if not for the in the second segment, as we move through the show. It's great to be with all of you today, and as I did last week in opening this show and will throughout the rest of the season when I do it by myself, I want any tweets and calls in the first 30 minutes of the show and then about last week's football game, and then once we exceed what would be 130, we are moving on to the opponent that is at hand. And, of course, that is the Baltimore Ravens, and it's a AFC North opponent. So these practice days should be different. They should feel different. The emphasis, of course, is always on winning. And as I've referenced multiple times throughout my time on this radio show, former Cleveland Browns coach and my coach with the San Diego Chargers, Marty Schottenheimer, always made reference to a division game being worth 1.5. I don't get the math. How can you win? You know, what's a half game do? But I think it's the confidence and like anything, your best way of potentially making the playoffs, and yeah, I'll say playoffs. Yes, we're 1-3, but the best way to make headway towards looking up is winning a division game. And in this case, you'd be beating the Baltimore Ravens at home, which would take them to 1-4 and propel us to 2-3. And something that, and I'm not the stat guy, and Ohio Business Machine Hot Topic, and this is a very, very good one, since it is our first AFC North opponent, and it happens to be one of our two rivals, I believe, even though you could consider all three, the Battle of Ohio, Browns Steelers, Browns Ravens, all rivals in the division. Which rivalry is bigger? Is it the Browns Steelers, or is it the Browns Ravens because of the history of Art Modell pulling the rug out from under so many Cleveland Browns fans and taking that team to Baltimore and them having the success that they've had over the course of the last 17 years? So 216-578-0850, that's one of our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics. You've got now 26 minutes to talk about anything having to do with San Diego to get it off your chest, and otherwise we are turning the page towards, there you go, thank you, Dino, right on time.
You're welcome.
We are turning the page to the Baltimore Ravens, to our division, and I think in some cases it's our best way to earn respect after what has been a 1-3 first quarter of the season. And that all being said, I know last year, you know, joining this show and talking about the Steelers rivalry and the success that the Cleveland, or the success that Ben Roethlisberger has had in his career versus the Cleveland Browns. And in some cases, Roethlisberger has been very successful, but it overshadows Joe Flacco's success versus the Cleveland Browns. Joe Flacco is 13-1 versus the Cleveland Browns in his career. He throws the football at 61.9%, over 3,000 yards, 18 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, quarterback rating of 92. So, he's going to be without Steve Smith Jr. as it sounds right now, which would be something of an asset to the Cleveland Browns. And as I dig in, and when I turn the page, both as a player and now doing the radio, I pull out the stat sheet and I try to extract, not analytics like Pro Football Focus does, but I pull out some facts that I use as a player that give me a blueprint of kind of who the team that we're playing is, okay? The three losses the Baltimore Ravens have had has been by a combined total of 13 points. And last Thursday night, they, of course, beat the Steelers by 3. They are very bad defensively on third down. They are actually very bad offensively on third down. So that is something that I focused on personally in preparing if I were the Cleveland Browns. You win third down. You win third down. You get off the field on third down. You convert on third down. The other thing that I believe is that right now for the Cleveland Browns, we are ranked 32nd, not only in total defense. I know everybody knows that. We've talked about it for the last 2 days. But we are ranked 32nd right now in red zone offense touchdown percentage. So we make it inside the 20 and we score a touchdown 27.3% of the time. The Baltimore Ravens, not that better at 45.5%. So two things, win on third down, both offensively and defensively, and score in the red zone, something that, you know, we settle for field goals multiple times. And Dino, I want to ask you, as a lifelong Clevelander, what is the bigger rivalry? The Ohio Business Machine Hot Topic, is it Browns Steelers or is it Browns Ravens?
For me, it's still the Steelers. There's something about that Pittsburgh-Cleveland rivalry. There's just a special loathing of the Steelers for me. So for me, it's the biggest rival. I think you can argue because of the history of the Ravens, there is something there. But, you know, John Harbaugh didn't move the Browns from Cleveland to Baltimore.
Right.
So I guess that I've never been one of those. It's like, you know, I don't like Baltimore. They're in our division. They've been successful. I can't stand them. But yeah, the Steelers still have a higher degree of dislike for me.
I agree with that because the Steelers is going back to the start of time, right?
Sure. Oh yeah.
And the Ravens is just something over the course of the last 15, 17 years. And then the pouring of the salt in the wound is with their success with Ray Lewis, as long as he was playing there, and then drafting Joe Flacco out of Delaware and the Super Bowl wins that he has brought them. I would still have to go Brown Steelers. And as I said, I want to hear from you. 216-578-0850. What's the bigger rival? Browns Ravens, Browns Steelers. You now got 22 minutes to talk about something having to do with last week's football game. Otherwise, we're turning the page to the Baltimore Ravens.
We're on to Baltimore.
We're on to Baltimore.
22 minutes, we're on to Baltimore.
And this is a Baltimore Ravens team that the Cleveland Browns can beat. Okay? Joe Flacco's 13-1, so he's an X factor in this football game. Justin Forsett finally got some legs last week as a rusher in the NFL for, I think, 150-plus yards, but he's only got 274 for the season. So we got more than half of his yards on Thursday night versus a very bad Steelers defense. And so, no Steve Smith. They've lost Michael Campanaro, their solid punt and kickoff returner. So this is a game that, if prepared and truly not feeling sorry for themselves, the Cleveland Browns can go on the road and do something that they haven't done in a very long time, which is not only win in the division, but win on the road in the division versus a team that Joe Flacco is led by. And one other bit of note, Dino, and I'm gonna drag you into this here, because
all right,
you're in it as much as I am.
Yes.
So, what was it? Was it Thursday or Friday? When Stan called in, when the band Stan went into effect.
Oh, yeah, I think it was last Thursday.
Okay, last Thursday,
I think.
Stan the Man, who we have custom music for, called in with a little bit of snark and picked us to lose, which we did, okay, on the road in San Diego, and Stan has been banned. Kevin Griffin then appeared on the show trying to make, you know, everyone feel bad for Stan.
Little kumbaya.
Little kumbaya. And Dino, who, again, sits on our board and runs our show, but also answers the calls for not only this show, but the Hooli show, which is from 5 to 7. You need to tune in. Bruce Hooli is very, very good at what he does. It's a very entertaining show. And Dino, just highlight some of the things that Stan has done to you personally.
To me.
To you.
He questioned, in not so nice terms, he questioned my manhood. He questioned my
Cojones.
Okay. Yes. That was probably the gist of it.
And a series of calls and hang-ups.
And a series of calls and hang-ups over the course of about 2 hours.
So I'll throw this out there as well, and I don't want to dwell on it.
But I told Matt, I said, hey, I heard from Stan yesterday. I heard from him for about four hours.
Is that, to me, as you, myself, and Nathan essentially make up the show. Is that something, or that individual, is that something that we want on our show that makes this productive, that makes it listenable?
I don't want it. And that's the thing.
That's why he's banned. I mean,
I've told Stan, I like him as a person, but when he is a mean, petulant person like that, it doesn't have a place
we're
on the show.
We're 1-3 right now, and I'm worried about Stan being banned from my show.
I don't want to be. Okay. I want to be on to Baltimore.
Thank you. We're on to Baltimore. It's a football show. We're going to take our first break. Nathan Zegura has just walked back in the Dog Bowl.
Nathan.
And when we come back, we will dig in to those Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics. Browns, Ravens, Browns, Steelers. What's the biggest rivalry? You got now 19 minutes to get anything from the San Diego Chargers game off your chest. Otherwise, we are on to Baltimore. On to Baltimore. Matt Wilhelm, Nathan Zegura, Dave DiNatale on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.